How am I supposed to show molecules in our science fair project? They're too small to see. Maybe they're not even real.
Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they aren't there. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I am so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Let's get started. Because of the hard work of some really smart scientists, we know that everything is made of molecules. It would be foolish to say that molecules don't exist just because we can't see them, and prayer is kind of the same way. God is always working and answering your prayers, even when you don't see it. You should pray about things that concern you, and then trust God even when you don't see what's happening. Our story today is called Moving Molecules. Logan met his friend Brody after school to work on their project for the science fair. "We need to think of a way to show how molecules move around," said Logan. "Then our project will have a better chance of winning." "Yeah," said Brody. "But how can we show the way molecules move and bang into each other when they're too small for us to see?" "I don't know," said Logan. "We'll think of something." After discussing it a bit more, the boys agreed to think about it for a day or two. At dinner that evening, Logan's dad mentioned their friends, the Thompsons, who were facing very difficult problems. "They sure need our prayer," said Dad. Logan sighed. "Do you think it really helps? It seems like we've prayed for them a million times, and I haven't seen a single change yet." "Don't estimate the power of prayer," said Dad. "You may not see it, but God is working." As they ate, Logan told his parents about the project for the science fair. "We learned that everything is made up of tiny particles called molecules, and they're always in motion. Brody and I are trying to figure out how to show the way they move." "But who knows if molecules actually move around like that?" asked Dad. "I've never seen it. Maybe you should do your project on something else." "Dad," said Logan, "just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not happening. Scientists have studied molecules really carefully, and they say they move a lot." Mom smiled. "Your father knows that, Logan. I think he's just trying to give you a new perspective on prayer." Dad nodded. "We know molecules are always moving, even though we can't see them, and prayer often works the same way. We have to trust that God hears our prayers and is working in the lives of the Thompsons, even though we can't see it." "That's right," said Mom. "Sometimes changes are taking place that aren't visible to us. We need to pray about things that concern us, then trust God and believe He's working, even when we don't see what's happening." So how about you? Are you confident that God answers prayers even when you don't see anything happening? He often works in quiet ways, but He's always working. So keep praying. Talk to Him during a daily prayer time and whenever a special need comes to your mind. Know that He hears your prayer and is at work, even when you can't see the results. Our key verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Never stop praying.
And our key thought for today, keep praying. God is at work.
Hey, Zach, what do you do when your closest friend doesn't want to be your friend anymore?
Hi, Shelby. That sounds like a tough situation. I know it can feel pretty bad when a friend doesn't want to be a friend anymore. My advice to you is to continue to be kind to them. That's what Jesus would want you to do. Then, when your friend sees you treating them kindly, they might realize that you still care about them no matter what. Now, if that doesn't work, you can still be kind to them, but realize that there are many more people in your neighborhood, church, or school that would probably like to be your friend too. And lastly, Jesus will always be a good friend to you no matter what. Hebrews 13:5 says, God has said, "Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you." Thanks again, Shelby, for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.